Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a historic moment for Indian journalism, three Indian journalists have made the country proud by winning the prestigious Pulitzer Prize, announced on 4 May 2026 at Columbia University, New York. First, let's talk about the winners. Anand R.K. and Suparna Sharma from Bloomberg won the prize for illustrated reporting and commentary for their project, Trapped, which investigated India's digital arrest cyber fraud epidemic. What makes this significant is that this project exposed the scale and mechanism of these scams, where fraudsters impersonate law enforcement officers and conduct fake digital arrests via video call, coercing victims into transferring large sums of money under threat of fabricated charges. Building on this, the Trapped project by Bloomberg's India team documented the epidemic of digital arrest scams, a form of cybercrime where fraudsters, often operating from scam centers in Southeast Asia, particularly Myanmar, Cambodia, and Laos, impersonate law enforcement officers, such as the Central Bureau of Investigation, Enforcement Directorate, Police, and Customs, and conduct fake digital arrests via video call. Crucially, the investigation exposed the scale of the problem, with thousands of crore rupees lost annually by Indian victims. It is worth pausing here to note that the investigation also revealed the geography of these scams, with scam compounds located in Myanmar's Kokang region and Cambodia's Sihanoukville. And here is something that surprises many students: the mechanism of these scams involves social engineering, voice over internet protocol, or VOIP, and money mule networks. The government response to these scams has included advisories from the Reserve Bank of India and the Department of Telecommunications, as well as a warning from Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his Mann Ki Baat address in October 2024. Now let us turn to the historical context of the Pulitzer Prize. The Pulitzer Prize is a prestigious award that recognizes outstanding work in journalism, and this year's winners are a testament to the power of investigative journalism. Selected past Indian or India-related Pulitzer Prize winners have included notable journalists who have made significant contributions to the field. Moving on to what this means for your preparation, it's essential to note that the Pulitzer Prize is an important current affairs topic, and understanding its significance can help you in your UPSC preparation. Separately, UNESCO awarded the 2026 Guillermo Cano World Press Freedom Prize to the Sudanese Journalists Syndicate on World Press Freedom Day, which fell on 3 May 2026. This prize recognizes the important work of journalists and media organizations in promoting press freedom and freedom of expression. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topic of digital arrest scams and cybercrime is relevant to the UPSC syllabus, particularly in the context of internal security and law enforcement. Main keywords to remember include Pulitzer Prize 2026, Trapped, Bloomberg, Digital Arrest Scam, Anand R.K., Suparna Sharma, Aniruddh Ghosal, Guillermo Cano Prize, UNESCO, Sudanese Journalists Syndicate, Cybercrime India, and Sanchar Sathi. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Trapped project exposed the scale of digital arrest scams, with thousands of crore rupees lost annually by Indian victims. The scam compounds are located in Myanmar's Kokang region and Cambodia's Sihanoukville. The mechanism of these scams involves social engineering, voice over internet protocol, or VOIP, and money mule networks. In conclusion, the Pulitzer Prize win by Indian journalists is a significant achievement that highlights the importance of investigative journalism in exposing cybercrime and promoting press freedom, and this topic has important implications for India's internal security and law enforcement landscape. The recognition of Indian journalists' work on the global stage underscores the growing importance of a free and independent press in promoting transparency and accountability.